Blackstone Audio presents The Scent of Rain and Lightning by Nancy Picard. Chapter 1, June 9, 2009. Until she was 26, Jody Linder felt suspicious of happiness. She hated that about herself, because it tended to sour some otherwise pretty damn fine moments. But this was Rose, Kansas, after all. Only the year before, a pencil tornado had dropped down and killed 3 people only a few miles from her hometown. A tornado, when the sun was shining. In the winter, there were ice storms. In the summer, there were grass fires. At all times, people she knew went bankrupt, lost their homes, their ranches, their jobs. Or they died just when you least expected them to. A person could, for instance, belong to a nice family living an ordinary life in a small town in the middle of nowhere, and on some innocent Saturday night, violent men could drop in like those tornadoes and turn those nice people into the dead stars of a Truman Capote book. Such things happened. That wasn't paranoia. It was a terrible fact that Jody knew better than anybody, or at least better than anybody whose father had not been murdered when she was 3 years old, and whose mother had not disappeared the same night. Such things happened, and she was proof of it. Therefore, the past having proved to her the unreliability of the present, happiness made Jody Linder anxious. Feelings of safety and security got her checking around corners, lifting lids off bins and parting shower curtains for fear of what might be hiding there, because you just never knew.